We started at the tuberculosis sanatorium, but when they tore it down, a select group of us would cross over the mountain and descend on the newly abandoned buildings of the Essex County Hospital Center, always looking for a tunnel connecting the TB hospital with Overbrook Asylum, but never finding one. It would have been one hell of a steep tunnel anyway, up the mountain. Impractical and pointless, especially with so many switchbacks still existing on Sanitarium Road, now the hilltop, but still the same road that we took in search of new adventures further down the hill. We crept in through broken windows of laundry room basement in the abandoned nurses' quarters of the still-working Overbrook Insane Asylum. We mourned for tunnels no longer, because here they were again. Miles of steam pipe and cave crickets, waiting to be explored. Passing under Fairview Ave to the administration building, peeking through reinforced glass window of locked steel door at the end of tunnel. Realizing with shock that people still inhabit this hospital. Patient on the other side of door, walking in buzzing lights of fluorescent lit admin basement, still more than a decade away from full abandonment, and 2 decades plus before subsequent demolition. But us teenagers are trespassing here for the first time, with hearts thumping. Just like at sanatorium, but with higher stakes and quicker pulse, racing to the beat of Overbrook Asylum with the drum kick of living, breathing patients still confined to wards, not rotting from TB, but diseases of the mind, tottering calamities of writhing humanity, confined for their own good and for the sake of society, so we can keep our pretense of suburban charm, so children won't be exposed to babbling psychopaths or be abducted for sick purposes or bear witness to lewd displays by senile grandpas in overcoats. Those are some of the people here. Also, murderers, rapists, junkies, alcoholics, and dementia patients. Some are violent, some are vulnerable, all are confined. And here we are, free boys, 14 or 15, sneaking onto the campus from the woods to rummage empty buildings and infiltrate inhabited areas through our rabbit hole in the nurses' quarters, peeking into closets and drawers, walking corridors still lit, not yet defiled by graffiti, but with plaster already peeling and thick grime settling on hospital equipment, left behind to rot. Another tunnel leads to the pier building, right next door to the nurses' quarters, still with cars in parking lot and people working. And while walking tunnel, suddenly scared away by administrative voices echoing into subterranean catacomb. At the sanatorium, we were used to pitch-black tunnels, long out of service, with power cut for years. Down here in Overbrook, some of the tunnels still have 75-watt bulbs flickering occasionally, but lit, and the footprints are fresh on the dusty, sometimes soggy, concrete floor. Not from trespassers, but boot tracks from boiler operators, walking tunnels to inspect their steam pipes that heat entire hospital complex, which is why these tunnels are here. One day during hot summer, above ground, walked across Fairview Ave to a small abandoned building near the main wards, ripped back plywood from doorframe, squeezed through gap, entered building, no broken windows, no graffiti, stagnant air amongst elaborate woodwork, hospital smell hanging heavy, plaster walls peeling and throbbing summer heat, institutional green paint curling, collapsing in public toilet. Down in the basement, the tunnel entrance, lit with bare bulbs, walking downhill in slightly sloping cave, soon to discover the origin of the steam, a massive powerhouse at the far end of the Overbrook property, huge rail shed where coal was dropped from train cars onto massive conveyor belt to fall in hopper and burn in boiler until steam is conjured and pumped to radiators on wards of the madhouse. And here I am in light bulb lit tunnel, operational tunnel, where workers could easily corner a trespasser. Yet I'm strolling with confidence and emerge right near a working office and powerhouse where men are drinking coffee and telling jokes. So instead of going back through tunnel, I run out of powerhouse open door into woods and disappear, presumably unseen. Later, this same tunnel would become the main access point for the urbex generation of internet-hungry, selfie-snapping, Instagram-junky, Facebook freaks who used this entrance to circumnavigate the cops, construction crews, and security guards tasked with defending and destroying the asylum. I, myself, as a grown man, have walked this now darkened tunnel to pass under a security car, and the thrill is the same as when I was a curious kid, half scared out of my mind to be trespassing in a working asylum with lights still on, but unable to resist the subterranean catacombs of Overbrook.